down, break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down, break it down.
You are listening to Rant of a Naija Boy, a podcast hosted by your very own.
What's up, guys? This is Rant of a Naija Boy. You are officially welcome back. This is my 7th episode. But before we begin, let me highlight you guys real quick. I dropped an episode of Top 5 with Rant on my Instagram, at Rant of a Naija Boy, where I pick out a particular topic and just rank my top 5 regarding that particular topic. I got a special guest in the building.
Let's go.
My guy, Talib. What's up?
I'm all right. What's good? What's happening?
Man, you know, now Rant of a Naija Boy, we're pushing. We're trying to go global, my G.
To the moon.
Going global. So I saw on your WhatsApp status, you posted Forex signals. What's that about, my G?
Fam, you know, Forex is like the new hustle. No. Okay, not like the new hustle, because it had always existed. But then again, I just actually discovered Forex, man, and the potential it has.
There's mad bread to be made.
Good bread now. Dollar, naira.
What's the risk factor involved?
There's so much risk involved. If you lose God,
you can put everything and lose everything.
You go blow your account one time. Especially if you're actually a beginner.
I should link you up with my brother Bash.
All right.
Amazing on Forex, my G.
Are you for real?
Bro, that kid is great. He has already set out his life that's the thing he's going to do, Forex.
He still lives here?
Yeah, he still lives here, but he's in school now. Amazing on Forex. I went somewhere yesterday and I was shocked because I saw some sort of human beings that I did not believe still existed in this very moment and time.
Fam, you're in Nigeria. You're in Nigeria, so you should expect the unexpected.
Bro, I went somewhere yesterday and I was amazed at how many people have not watched Spider-Man yet.
Fam, that movie, I feel like, okay, personally, for me, watching Spider-Man in the cinema actually make me feel, I have this high expectancy for the movie.
Yeah.
You understand? So, watching it in the cinema, if it doesn't turn out to my expectations so much, I'm just going to write it off.
It's not
something I would want to write
off.
It's
going to blow your mind. It's absolutely incredible. That movie is an amazing.
But I wouldn't mind going to check out spoilers though.
The spoilers are already everywhere now. Now we're already close to 2 months into
Thank you, 2 months into the movie.
Yo, the movie is absolutely incredible. What I did not like, my only criticism of the movie is the whole, I'm not feeling the Zendaya, Tom Holland thing, the Spider-Man, MJ thing. I'm not feeling the romance.
Well, I feel like they've been stressing it out for the media. They've been dropping their romance scenes
The thing with it is that romance is an integral part of Spider-Man. If you go back to Tobey Maguire and what he had with MJ, very, very integral to the plot. The same thing with
Gwen Stacy
and Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
But I feel like Zendaya and Tom Holland are just friends.
But people are saying Andrew Garfield's version of Spider-Man is actually what they enjoy.
What people say is that Andrew Garfield is the best Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Maguire is the best Peter Parker. Then, yeah, I think that's what most people say. But that's my only criticism of the film. I'm not feeling the romance between MJ. They seem like friends to me. More than that, bro, the movie was absolutely spectacular.
So expectations still kept until I watched the movie.
But what do you think about this Zendaya girl, bro?
She is one of the few skinny girls I'm like legitly into.
You know, at first I thought you wanted to body shame her. I'm not
even into skinny girls, but Zendaya. She's by my interest into skinny girls.
I wish you have seen her on Euphoria.
Yeah, I watched Euphoria.
Okay, watch.
We forgot it. We were talking about episodes. We were analyzing episodes then. What are you saying?
Bro, you know what I think? I've never really been a fan of Zendaya, but she's killing it on Euphoria. She's absolutely modeling
and there's this
single
movie
thing.
She acted with this guy.
This is America guy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
What did they call this series?
Donald Glover,
yeah.
That movie. Forgotten the name. Well, that movie was mad.
Bro, Euphoria is killing it. The way Euphoria is loved, eh? There was one time I posted Euphoria coming soon on my side. I started getting DMs.
Expectation. Do you know, I actually wanted DMing you on Euphoria. I was not like, see, fam, you already know that I'm a fan now, so I shouldn't stress it.
And that
I just want you. Okay.
What episode have you watched?
I watch everything. Immediately it drops. I think I also watch episode four.
Four, yeah.
But let's not drop spoilers for them. Bro.
Oh, for them too. Let's just keep it, man.
And I think it's on HBO, right?
It's a HBO movie.
HBO,
now.
They are killing everything. Bro.
That's why you should get on. Okay, it's not as if I'll be doing free advert for Showmax, but yeah, that's why you should get a hop on Showmax, man.
Yeah.
It's on Showmax.
I am not sure if it's on Showmax, but
Showmax has,
because HBO they movies. Have Succession, they got Euphoria, the ones that had Game of Thrones, they are
Game
killing
of Thrones,
it.
Yeah, I think Vikings as well. Is Vikings part of it?
I have no idea. I think HBO, they are murdering every single thing.
From those guys, they've got eyes for good movies, man.
Wait, isn't it weird the amount of money that we lavish out on streaming sites? Imagine you are subscribing to Netflix, you are subscribing to Showmax, you are subscribing to HBO, you are subscribing to Amazon. How, guy, how are you supposed to keep up with all the costs, man?
How important is breathing to you?
I can't live without breathing. Though.
Yes, that's how you can't live.
If you're a movie person,
that's how you can't live without streaming. You need the streaming sites, man. Guys, you need data.
Bro, just imagine the data. That is the thing. I didn't mean you could just stream
this,
it
this
for
time,
free.
Man, age,
but now
man.
You now pay subscription cost, then you pay
oh,
data
guys,
cost.
For this time and age,
it is expected.
Imagine if you are anyone, maybe 70k somewhere.
I don't want to.
Then you now start taking out cost for Amazon. Which one are you subscribed to?
Oh, well, right, I'm not even subscribed to Amazon. The highest I'm even subscribed to at the moment is Netflix. Showmax, I'm getting it for free.
Yeah, I'm getting Showmax for free. I'm getting Netflix too for free because my senior sister pays. I'm never ever taking that duty off her. Okay. She can't be one
thing. At least, well, I pay my bills, my guy.
Bro, I don't care about paying any bills. Let her keep on paying. And she's not complaining. She complains sometimes, but bro, she got way more money than me. Let her keep paying her bill. So what are you vibing on Netflix right now?
I think I haven't been on Netflix of recent, actually. More.
Times have been hard.
You can't subscribe to Netflix now.
No. My subscription is still on as it is, but I haven't like legitimately went on Netflix to watch
a series or follow up on a series or a movie. I think the series I last followed up on was this Lucifer.
Episode 8 of Lucifer for about a month now. I don't want to finish the whole
then again
the show, because that's I'm just left with 2 episodes and I'm done with the whole show. You know, it's over season 6 and it's done.
Yeah,
what's the best Nigerian movie watched on Netflix?
I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway,
I watched this movie, A Nigerian Christmas.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, fine.
I watched it with my sisters. I did not even plan to watch it. I just saw them, they were starting the movie. I think I had food in my hand. I know the best combo, eating and watching. I say, let me just chill and check out the movie, bro.
And you enjoyed it. There's this other one with AY in it. Is it were they in the movie? I'm not sure. I saw the trailer. I saw the trailer this morning.
Bro, let me tell you the real reason. I love
is
the
it
movie.
Christmas
I love
in
the
Miami?
Plot.
Something like that.
Let me tell you one of the reasons why I really enjoyed that in Nigeria Christmas. I love the movie. I love the plot. But bro, do you know this lady, Linda Osifo?
Linda Osifo, yeah.
Bro,
I thought I was the only person who had eyes for that lady. Man.
That was the first time I saw her in my life. Yo, it's as if they made this lady in a lab or something. She's freakishly hot, as in scorching hot. That is how hot she is.
Actresses are putting on their sexy game, as it is right now, man. The market is flooding.
Bro, I'm sure right now as we're speaking, there's this guy right now looking at Instagram saying, bro, I ain't got no chance. I am never getting a chance with this lady.
But then again, you have to have the heart for it. You get...
I feel like that's the reason why guys can simp. Because you want to do everything you need about to please her. Because you know that immediately you make that wrong decision that will piss her off or infuriate her, she'll now come back to her senses that, bro...
No, I just feel like they're just intimidated.
Do you think some girls are simp-worthy? Well, like, I look at some girls and be like, they're just a perfect specimen of a human being. It's just, oh, God. Like,
girls are not worth it, though. Well, some girls are not worth it, though.
No girl on earth is worth simp-worthy. But I know I'm contradicting myself because I said there are some girls that are simp-worthy.
Simp-worthy,
I mean is that there are some girls where a guy would simp, and I understand why.
Stand why he simp.
Yeah, but no girl should be simping. No girl.
That's actually a bro move.
That doesn't make sense.
It is a bro move.
Simping.
No. Like your bro will actually know the reason why you're simping. He knows that it's not totally your fault. I mean, you have quite a good reason to simp.
Yeah, but that's what I don't understand it when a guy is simping and the guy is more, or a girl is simping for the guy because it can go both ways.
Yeah.
And the person you're simping for is less attractive than you are. That is where I don't get it. That is where I used to be shocked, bro. And I know people are going to come for me, inner beauty. But bro, it's outer beauty that will drag me to see.
Outer beauty always attracts. So. You cannot see shit and like it.
All those personality people. And there are actually some people that judge of people, that date people based off of personality.
Personality. Or more, see, I don't know. More, it must be some Z-word shit that had gone down for you to like want to like someone's personality. Then, you know, start before you notice their beauty, their physical beauty. Okay, take for example, yeah. You go to the mall, about to get something. Then there's this lady in front of you. You didn't like take a good look at her, but then maybe something had happened, and she did a nice gesture. That's a personality thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then not like, oh, that's so nice of her. Then again, you know, oh, that's so nice of her. You're already there's a like a bit of she's
you already
got, she got you, no, she got your attention a bit.
That is the personality then, now
uh-huh, now you're not like, okay, let me check this girl out. They're not like, oh, more. Your spec is here, and her face or what's going on in her body. Yeah, it's not just
it doesn't like fit personally
you, your physical, what you seek physically.
Personally, I feel in most cases it's the person's looks that will drag you into start judging the person's personality. I don't think anybody would judge. Okay, most people wouldn't judge the personality first. It's definitely
but yes. Then again, we've got very very beautiful people that have very 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 emphasis on the very shitty personality.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think people are willing to overlook more? The personality or the looks?
I think this time, day and age, most men will overlook personality and go for bum bum.
It's not even most men, myself. Most human beings, they are girls and guys in shitty relationships
I'm not even telling you about attraction from the face. Telling you,
when we're talking about attraction,
once that person thinks of this person,
no, but you,
thinks
when
about
when we're talking about attraction, is the totality of the person.
Me,
is
I am out telling you, some people don't give a fuck, they about don't give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
So far, it's jiggles.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's part of the attraction, but I know people that are in very okay. I don't know anybody. There are people that are in very shitty relationships.
There are some people you look at them and you wonder, how did this guy end up with this beep?
No, just you first.
Because there's no way in hell that in his right mind would be attracted to her face.
Wait, go back. I'm lost. Elaborate on what you just said now.
Her face. No, imagine that. There's this girl. She has a very ugly face, but big bum. No, the guy is
not rich. I don't want us to use ugly on this podcast. Let's use bad genetics. So carry on. I don't think anybody's ugly. Some people suffer from bad genetics, so carry on.
Genetics, that means you're saying their ancestors, their forefathers.
I'm not saying anything, I'm saying bad genetics, but carry on.
That shit is deep, bro.
Carry on.
That shit is deep. I must tell you, it is deep. You just made it worse.
Nah, I didn't make it worse. Bad genetics is better.
Anybody that has bad genetics, you got to bury themselves.
That's your own perspective. Okay, moving on. Well, I've not even focused on the main topic.
Okay.
Today's topic is dating out of your league. Have you ever been in a relationship where you genuinely felt that you were out of the person's league? The person wasn't close to your level?
No.
You've always felt everything was equal. So, I know people like to act like there aren't leagues or anything like that. But in all honesty, in reality, we all know that there are leagues in this thing. And if we're going to be honest with ourselves, let's just keep it real. There are leagues. One of the most iconic lines in hip-hop history is when M.I. said, "I'm not in their league, help me tell them. The Super Eagles don't play against the Falcons." So, where do you think it applies? If you are breaking down human beings in general, you look at intellect, you look at money, power, fame, sense of humor, what else? Going back to the whole looks thing. So, where do you think it applies? If I'm more intelligent than somebody, can I say I'm out of a person's league, or it only applies to certain other factors like the whole money and looks thing. Because in most cases, that's what people are looking at. Money, looks.
I mean, personally, I feel like it all depends on who you're referring that to.
Who you're referring what to? Okay, the individuals.
Yeah, the individuals themselves. You're referring that to... Like, okay, if you say you're way out of this person's league. Okay, are you way out of this person's league in all forms?
Okay, the girl that I said is way out of your league.
Did I ever tell you that?
No. When we're talking earlier...
I love chasing females that are like way out of my league. But
way out of your league in what sense? In what sense? In terms of more intelligent than you, hotter than you, whatever.
I might be smarter than them, but in terms of career, they're there.
Okay.
They've got that balance. Then looks as well.
Okay, looks.
Looks as well.
You want a girl that's more attractive than you?
Yes.
100%. Yes. So that I carry it as your trophy.
No, not just trophy. It's a flex.
It's a big flex too. But if a girl is more attractive than you, don't you feel like more of the onus on relationship will be on her? She'll have more control.
Because it depends.
Or you feel you set that's your standards, nobody can disrespect
you. You'd have to set your standards. You have to set your way standards. Out of my league. She would have to go with it.
Okay.
That's why you're the male. You have to act like the alpha. You're the alpha male. You get me?
Well, at the end of the day, it still comes down to looks and money. Intellect is out of the equation. Because if you see a couple at the store or something, you look at the looks. I'm just saying you look at the looks. Maybe
you
look
can't
at
just
the
judge intellect.
You can't judge. Intellect, they have to open their mouths. Right? If they don't open their mouths... I mean, you know this person is intelligent. This person is clever from their moves.
Yeah, true that, actually.
That's if you are studying them. Who has time to study? The way Nigeria is, everybody is just... Okay, let's do this thing. I'm going to run through some celebrities because I can't go through random people now. It's not as if everybody knows one Uchi and Jessica like this.
Yeah.
Let me go through celebrities then. Tell me who is out of whose league. And so, at first, should we go in Nigerian couples first or American couples? How many power couples do we have in Nigeria, myself? Uh-huh. Celebrity power couples.
Okay, really not much because couples these days is either did they fight or did they break up or divorce they happen. So at the end of the day, they're really not serious. See, well, I feel like everywhere, little didn't break up, so and so are not longer together. Before you know it, blah, 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 they're done.
Okay, let me see. Adi Swabanki, who's out of whose league?
Obviously, Banky.
Is that what
I love? I've got big love for Adesua.
Adesua
is very, very.
Right now,
she is my dream lady.
Why?
She is my.
Why? Dream lady. Because of her looks,
her personality, skills. Everything.
She's arguably top 5 biggest Nollywood stars now. Arguably,
I don't know about that.
No, female. Arguably, that's why I said arguably. I don't want her to stamp it. I'll say she's top 5. But I'm saying arguably, you can argue her into the conversation. So you feel...
Let's not even go down that road.
That's another podcast. That's definitely
another podcast entirely.
Podcast episode.
But I'll actually choose Banky. He's more good looking. He's more out there.
More successful.
And he had always had this playboy vibe.
Yeah,
bad boy vibe.
Dan Banky was everywhere.
Even yes,
he was everywhere.
Was really messy at some point in his career. And at the same time, again, you could even see he actually portrayed that personality in the wedding party.
Someone give that man a Ballon d'Or. You saw what I did there. He was messy at some point. Guys, this is top notch entertainment that I get in the rant of it.
For free.
Okay. Let's go Rihanna, Travis Scott, since they are the most popular couple right now, probably in the world. Who's out of whose league?
Travis.
Travis is out of her league.
He's way out of Rihanna. Okay, I wouldn't say way out of
Rihanna. Don't say way. If you are talking way out, you are talking Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber.
Like,
that's way
out. Do you feel like if Travis doesn't end up with
not Travis.
Rihanna?
ASAP.
Oh, sorry. If ASAP Rocky... Oh, my goodness. If ASAP Rocky doesn't end up with Rihanna...
Okay. Would he have somebody better?
Would he bag someone... A better chick than Rihanna? Do you think he'll bag a better chick than Rihanna?
People look at Rihanna like she's the hottest girl on earth, which she is clearly not.
Okay.
But a lot of guys look at her like that. So, Rihanna is actually low-key kind of... Rihanna is low-key kind of the prize to many.
Okay.
So, whoever you take... That is not probably Beyonce or somebody like that. They'll always say it's below Rihanna's league. That I think because she's rich, she's successful, she's probably one of the greatest ever musicians to ever live. She's famous. She has a lot of influence. She has a huge platform.
But those things count as well, no?
Yeah, they count now. They count now. But you said ASAP is out of her league. But ASAP, superstar rapper, well-renowned superstar rapper.
A fine boy.
Fresh boy. Model. Been on the cover of multiple magazines. GQ included. But what is it about Rihanna? That Rihanna is so adored, bro. You know, Rihanna is one of those people that is adored for her personality as much as her talent.
Yes. She has this energy you could connect with.
She's the embodiment of I don't give a fuck. Because she does whatever she wants.
Whatever she wants.
She can't be controlled. She can't be tamed.
And she has a story. She has a story that every female could like would want to connect with.
Yeah, and she has been through her own Travis, Drake.
And they could even relate to her struggles as well.
Chris Brown. If
she had ended up with Drake, would you say Drake is way out of Rihanna's league?
I feel that's equal. Drake and Rihanna. Okay, who's more soft after? Who's more soft after ASAP Rocky and Rihanna?
Obviously Rihanna.
Rihanna. Who's more soft after ASAP Rocky? Rihanna and Drake.
And Drake.
That's why I feel down is very, very equal. Drake is the biggest thing in hip hop now.
Yes.
She alongside Beyonce is the biggest thing.
And he would still be the biggest thing in like 10 years to come.
But at the end of the day, Sha.
Because Drake, as much as possible, is trying to stay relevant.
The rate at which guys want to be with Rihanna is more than the rate at which ladies would want to be.
Because a certified lover boy.
Guy, the only person that can be.
But if you should say a certified fuck boy, yes.
Me, in all honesty, I feel ASAP Rocky too is big, he's doing his thing, but you can't be out of Rihanna's league. It's not, like, no matter what you do, bro, there's no man, they will still say Rihanna is out of your league because Rihanna is always going to be looked at as the prize that every man wants.
Yeah, actually.
But they went viral. If I check my WhatsApp status, that day, anytime I check my WhatsApp status, Rihanna, ASAP, Rihanna, ASAP. They say, Rihanna, I did not give your Nigerian brothers and sisters a shout out. They've been posting you since.
Every picture, fam. Every picture.
What of Teddy and Bam Bam? Who is out of his league? What of them? What are they doing? Honestly, I want to know. They are reality stars, Instagram influencers. What are they doing, my guy?
Oh, if you're here in Nigeria, you have to be everything to get bread.
But I know, as in what business? You said he was a musician. He's not doing anything.
He's still in music.
Since he left the house.
He has been putting in work in his music.
I've never owned DSTV.
I can't categorically tell you what song because I'm not like big on Teddy A's matter. I've seen him a couple of times on media. He goes for they invite him to clubs, he makes appearances and all of that now. So yeah, he's doing well for himself.
Okay, but who's out of his league?
Teddy A, obviously.
My sister, once they listen to this podcast, they will find your house. They will find your house, my guy.
I feel like Bob is giving this homegirl vibe.
She has this bit of mystery to her as well.
You know what my sister has told me when I had this conversation with them? Bam Bam is so eloquent. She's really classy. Guys are dying for her. Okay. Her personality.
Teddy A is eloquent as well.
God bless you. As in, that is just what I said. He's eloquent. He's classy too. You can't say he's not classy. Who is more sought after?
Bam Bam is
hotcake.
She's quite attractive.
No lies there. Bam Bam is hotcake, but bro.
And her baby body, man. I wasn't expecting that though. But Teddy A is still
on fire.
He's on fire.
So Teddy A is out of our league.
Yeah,
well, but my sisters are coming. Then they come to your house.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. I'm sorry. I am truly sorry. But then. You said check out now.
Normal. Jay-Z, Beyonce. Okay, wait, we have to break this one down because they are actually superstars, very famous human beings. Jay-Z both of them. Richer.
Both of them.
I
feel like both of them would have ended up individually, would have ended up where they are right now.
Yeah, without anybody.
With or without each other. So they being together is actually a plus for both of them.
But do you know the question I want to ask you? Okay. How do you quantify who is more successful? Because people rate Jay-Z as the GOAT, which I think he is not. I think he is. No, I don't think he's the good. But he that's
has, he, over time, he had made very, very wise investment decisions.
No, I'm saying goat of hip hop. He's not the goat of hip hop. I don't think he's the goat. That one, he's not the goat of hip hop, bro. Eminem, I've listened to Eminem.
See, what you're trying to bring now is an argument for another podcast. Let's continue
what you're saying about the business.
So yeah, he has made very, very wise investment
decisions
billionaire status when champagne and all of that going into sports, you know, doing the God's work by, you know, donating to charity. He also run a foundation himself.
But Beyonce, people say that she's probably the biggest female musician of our generation.
Which she is, yes.
Yeah.
100%.
One of the most famous people on earth. How many people are more famous than Beyonce? Maybe Ronaldo, Messi. Beyonce, one of the biggest role models. She's a role model to many young girls.
Let's still
one of the most loved. Okay, wait. One of the most adored. One of the most admired. If they were to break up today, who would be more sought after?
She's going to go away with 50% of the world now, so it's going
to
be.
But let's make something clear on this podcast. We are not saying in any way, shape, or form that Jay-Z is close to being as attractive as Beyonce. What I'm saying is, he's more intelligent than her. You agree with that?
But she's not dumb as well.
No, not saying she's dumb. Okay. He's more intelligent. He's richer than her.
Yes.
In terms of music, success in music, we can say they are equal.
Are they?
Jay-Z is probably regarded as the GOAT. I know he's not the GOAT, but a lot of people consider him to be.
Do you know at some point she had to prey on Jay-Z's influences?
Elaborate, please.
He helped her career go a long way.
Elaborate.
Because Jay-Z was already popping.
She was also popping too.
Yeah, she wasn't.
Jay-Z started popping before her. Way before her, but she came and she took over everything. You know, he's the one that brought up that her hand thing.
That hand thing,
hand movement.
But
this one is hard, yeah.
It is not hard, it is Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is out of our league.
He's way out of
our league. Okay, get the fuck out.
I feel like personally, if you should cheat and that woman should take you back.
We're coming back. Do you know why she took him back? I don't think she took him back because of love. I feel it would just
what is it then? Would you want to ruin the dynamic of
I don't know, they are super famous. They are this power couple. It will ruin the dynamic of the whole power couple.
A power couple thing.
But can you imagine being that famous? Would
you still want to keep up that appearance and that look and whatever it is the media wants, or be your fans want, and deprive yourself of that?
It's making them money. Those
are the sacrifices.
About Americans that I know for sure is that they are very, very fueled by money.
Not true.
They are very, very filled by money. But guy, can you imagine being that famous? Your business is always out there. Every single thing you do is in the limelight. You don't have any form of privacy in your life, bro. It's ridiculous.
I mean, they try to get as much privacy.
But you can't
They can't just get.
When reporters are sneaking into your bushes, paparazzi.
As it is right now, you and I we're not famous yet, yeah? So we have no paparazzi here and there. You know. On our matter. Do you know who Jay-Z is?
Okay, let's do the last one before we call it a wrap on this power couples or whatever. Kylie and Travis.
Travis.
Okay. My counter to that is that Kylie is more famous.
Richer
and more influential. Has more fans, more successful. Then what else? It's bigger on social media platforms.
Wait.
Now, more attractive.
Thinking about it, I think I'll go with Kylie.
Want to be with Kylie, but it's not weird that.
I would want I and Kylie thing to want to be, you know, this sneaky link.
And Kylie's one of those girls you wouldn't want to marry, spend the rest of your life with. You want to be with her.
Not be with her. Maybe anytime her man is, you know, acting up, just buzz your boy will just, you know.
Guys, that what did they do here? But guys, you know weird how she sought after
her.
Considering the fact that she's had so many surgeries, front, back, lips, nose.
I mean,
that's who interchanging bone structure, jaw, chin.
Those are what keeps the money rolling in now. Because
As it is right now, she is big on the BBL thing, on the BBL community thing now. So yeah, everyone, and since she's owning it, okay, aside from the whole bone structure thing, she's owning it with her chest that, okay, she had her body done.
Guys, she can't hold her fire. She just start melting. Honestly, and you know, no, she's not owning it. She says she only had her lips done.
Yeah, now.
That's but something. She's had everything done.
Everything.
Every single thing done.
Everything.
And I'm not only shaming her, but bro, bro,
she is hot.
Is that where we're going to now?
She is very attractive. She is hot, but then again,
she's plastic. She's hot.
There's too much plastic involved. Yeah, so
you see, there was this line that I don't know if you watch Wild and Out. You know Justin Valentine when she was telling the hottest woman on planet Earth, Bernice Burgos.
Yeah.
That when she dies, they'll recycle her.
But oh my god.
But moving on. But moving back to Kylie, I'm moving back to Kylie. But guy, man.
But I feel the whole
Nigerians now, they are owning their own plastic surgery.
Not everyone in Nigeria though. So
Messi is probably one of the trendsetters of that thing. Because when she went to the house, she just said it. Messi,
an African, a typical African man. An African man love booty. So you cannot take that in away from him. So
no, you'll be okay with that. But let's say your wife.
You don't get in the BBL.
If
she doesn't, if she can't get it through the gym, my brother, I'll pay for it.
Let me set one thing straight. Well, let me advise you people.
Are we okay?
Surgery is
I'll be okay with it if we're not doing silicones. If we're doing
other
fat,
alternative is there. Okay. Moving fat.
From one region to the other. Yes.
Well, let me tell you guys something. If you want to do surgery, surgery is not a decision you make autonomously.
Yeah, you'd have to. You have to consult
people because guy. Some people, they're just going to make these ridiculous weather surgeries and it won't look good on them. I don't know why. You have to ask about 5 people before doing surgery.
I mean, Cardi B's BBL looked good while it lasted. But well, no, I heard she would have to take out everything at the end of the day.
Please. Ah, guy, that would be so bad, man. Talking about the Kardashians, I wanted to gist you this thing. So, you know I'm a keeping up with Kardashians freak.
Yeah.
I watched season 1 to 20. Nobody can shame me for that. One time I was in school, one girl, she saw me downloading Keeping Up With The Kardashians. She said, yeah, downloading Keeping Up With The Kardashians.
Okay, that's the length at which I cannot go.
Okay, me, I used to download Keeping Up With The Kardashians. That was when I was in school, yeah. No DSTV now, whatever. So I was downloading Keeping Up With The Kardashians.
Okay.
And the rest. So these days they've been doing recap, they've been doing retro episodes. And there was this particular episode I saw Khloe bragging that if a guy cheats on her, she will never take him back. No matter the amount of apologies he sends coming her way, she will never accept an apology. She will never be in a relationship with a guy that cheats on her or that have cheated on her before. She's not going to accept it. It's unacceptable. And now, bro, life comes at you real quick. I said life comes at you real quick.
At the end of the day, she ended up with an FFA.
Omo, now they are calling him No Pullout Tristan.
Everybody.
Omo, see, No Pullout Tristan. That's what they are calling him in USA.
Free for all, man.
Who's out of whose league there? Obviously, Trisha is out of her league. The fact that she keeps on taking him back,
yes. That was what I was trying to say. If a man should cheat, and so now would you say it's because of public eye? That's why she's still with him.
Okay, no, she's just stupid. And this is me. I'm a Khloe fan.
And she's just been a hypocrite.
Wait, could it be insecurities that she feels she won't ever get a guy that is better than Tristan? Or diving deep now? into Khloe Kardashian's psyche?
I really do not know.
But guy, how many times? And she keeps on taking him back. No, that one. And she has sisters. Her sister has no advice. See, if I...
Well, listen, she'll come to peace with it. Don't worry.
Guy, if I'm your sister, and yeah, she should I want to borrow, talk to you. We keep Mali
she
for
should
life.
Borrow Kim's juju.
Kim doesn't take Kim, she's out of the
She's gonna borrow Kim's juju.
That one is just wait. How many Kaba? She needs to leave that guy now.
Who would you say is out of whose league? Kim and Kanye.
Kim is out of his league. But you know one thing? I wanted to talk about this Kanye issue, but I said we'll leave it for another podcast.
Kanye,
let's just say who's out of whose league.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about who's out of whose league. Who do you think is out of whose league?
Kim is out of his league, man. When they started dating, Kanye was out of her league. But now Kim is out of his league,
yeah.
Because when they started dating, Kanye was rolling with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Then, moving on, in their relationship, Kim became this worldwide. I wish she was before they started dating, but she became bigger. And he now dropped his friends for her. So he now started rolling with her, and she now became a billionaire. Her show became bigger, whatever, her brand became bigger. social media kicked in more. She be, and she's big on social media. So right now, now Kanye is begging for her to come back.
Come back.
And she doesn't care.
Putting up tantrums and all of that more.
So at the end of the day, Kanye is not. Kim is out of Kanye's league now. So moving on.
You know, certain girls, they will never get a boyfriend, or they will get boyfriends, but it's going to be really hard because of how sensationally hot, because of how incredibly beautiful they are. Because every single girl will be intimidated. Not necessarily intimidated, but guys will feel she always has a man, or she should have a lot of guys in her DMs.
I don't think men are like intimidated based off looks alone.
I mean, no, yeah, I am, but. Looks is the first thing you get. It's not as if you see the person and yes. read the person's mind. The first thing you see is
looks. I feel mostly, most times, looks are what attracts.
Yes, now that's what we say.
It just attracts you. Then now you're moving to this girl and you know that, okay, yeah, she got her career in place, her credit balance and credit score are on the right size, very, very good size. You get it?
Wait, credit score in Nigeria.
Okay. Her bank account is reading good.
Okay, makes more sense. You have a credit score for that. It's only America that I know there is credit score now.
Yeah, no, her bank account is good. She lives well. Her career is moving smoothly. Uh-huh. That's when you see guys, because you can't reach that level, not to even talk of surpassing that level.
No, so, the thing with ladies is that, first of all, when you see a lady moving, it kind of gives you an insight.
Yeah.
Into her level in life, yes. the kind of life she's living, her yes. stature in life. Yes. So sometimes when you get that kind of vibe of the person, you now begin to question, will this person even be willing to entertain a conversation with me? I feel that's the first thought that will go to your mind. When you start thinking of, will this person be willing to entertain a conversation with me, then you now get to yes or no. If you get to yes, then you move. That's why I feel that's the intimidating factor. For some girls, a lot of guys will already conclude in their head that this girl is not even willing to entertain anything here because she's so way off my league. You get what I'm talking about? So that's the whole intimidation thing I'm talking of. And that's why a lot of girls are going to be single for a very long time. Because guys won't approach them. There was this guy I was talking to. Yo,
but at the end of the day, it's not their fault.
Now. Because you now start imagining that, bro, what are your DMs like? How many people are toasting you? The guys are toasting you.
But sometimes, you find out that there are literally nobody in their
DMs. That's
even if they are, there are people that they don't even rate. So you, that you're looking that, okay, this babe, she might not just even respond to my DM. At the end of the day, if you end up DMing her more, she's gonna DM you. You'll be surprised at kind of babes that are on my DM right now. And I end up DMing them.
I know.
They're like,
I know you were on a roll, or you are still on a roll now.
I'm not. Well, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, yeah, we're moving. We're keeping it steady.
Well, I do. But bro, genuinely, do you feel like you've ever compromised your spec? Wait, do you have a spec? Is there a spec?
You see that thing called inner beauty, yeah? Wait, calm down. I think that's what I'm even looking forward to. Because at the end of the day, females, they come in different shades and size. So now, you can't keep following them now. Like, you go tired. So you just look for the one that, yeah.
I mean, I thought I had spec until I saw this girl that gave me 360. As in, she just changed my whole perception on spec. Why would I come and be naming names on my podcast?
You've named names. You called Zendaya.
Who?
Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Mm-hmm.
Zendaya is a celebrity. Zendaya listens to my podcast. The person will probably listen to my podcast, so I'm not definitely.
That's cap.
Zendaya will definitely not listen to my podcast. Now.
Cap, bro.
What do you want to call it, Sha? Yo, bro.
Basically, talked about everything, no?
Yeah, we covered everything.
So, yeah.
It's been a while, though. We haven't met up in a very long time. Okay. So, wait, what's the vibe now? Why are you going back now to the Forex vibe, you know? Business.
Entertainment, like you are.
Wait, you want to jump into entertainment? What do you want to do?
From what I always knew how to do.
What's that?
Hosting events. What are you saying?
Bro, that's my MC career.
You hold that work with podcast now, don't worry. You go up
bro, me. I swear to God, that's my MC career. I need to revitalize it. I need to bring it back to life. So that I'll be doing podcast, top 5 rants, mini rants. And you guys should check out my mini rants on my Instagram at Rants of a Niger Boy. And I'll be MCing shows. Because, bro, I just feel like, it's not as if I'm feeling myself, bro.
my MC talent should not just go to waste. It should not just go to the trash like that. I need to MC shows in this ABJ. I'll bring it back, but it's just a matter of time, sure.
Become a hype man.
Who be that?
Well, other than MC, is that the only thing you're dwelling in entertainment?
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like you should start your own podcast because I want the podcast industry to boom in Nigeria. And the more podcasts there are, the more demand for podcasts.
It is already booming.
My numbers have been going well. So.
So you see. Now you see that it's booming.
So where can my listeners find you? Because now I have a consistent number of listeners.
They can find me on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
They can find me on Instagram at TheKingTaleb. TheKing_Taleb. You find me on Twitter, TheKing_Taleb as well.
And you can find me at...
I am not on Facebook.
Snapchat. I can drop Snapchat.
Snapchat, I think that Snapchat is complicated. But the link of my Snapchat is on my Instagram.
Okay, you can get his Snapchat from his Instagram.
Yeah.
And me, I'm guys.
Clubhouse active. Are you active on Clubhouse? Should go on there.
I've been trying to download this club. I'll download the app, then I'll have to put in a number for verification or whatever. Then they'll say they'll send you a text later on.
Put me as your...
It doesn't work or whatever.
As your person who would verify you.
But I'm always on Twitter space.
Yeah,
it's basically the same thing.
Is always banging,
no? It's the same thing.
Oh, there are some mad members on that platform.
Twitter space is always in there. There is Twitter space that I used to go on that I don't sleep. Because the guy that runs the space is in USA, but he's in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to get a lot of people, get about 200 people. And now the guy knows me. So anytime I just get into the space, he'll just put me on as a speaker. We used to catch cruise, yeah, it's fun.
With the catch cruise, forget.
Mm. So you can get me Twitter at Rants of Nigeria Boy, Instagram at Rants of Nigeria Boy. And Snapchat, you already know. At Rants of Nigeria Boy.
Yo,
Dalib, it's been wonderful having you on this episode. Hopefully, you come back for other episodes.
It's been my pleasure, innit?
Mm.